We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle stepped out, and this is a special edition then of Ask Dustin. Greg put out a little mailbag request on his Twitter feed. We got all these questions. We compiled them nice and neat for him, and then he had to skip out on us because he is a very important man. So it leaves me to answer the questions. Jim Galante is here with me to ask the questions from you guys. Just give their—we don't have their email addresses. There's no eligibility for a bottle of wine. You won't see these questions coming through the Ask Greg app. These are all from Twitter. We're gonna do a little fan Q&A with me instead of Greg. I apologize.
Does this make this a whole B team segment?
This is all B team.
B team, no B-team. Prize.
B team at best. B team at best. This might be the C team here joining you. By the way, before we get into all that, I will do my best to answer those questions. I got some good thoughts. I've seen the questions in advance. I wanted to invite you out to a night of barbecue, wine, and music. Saturday, July 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Freeze Farm Winery in Berwick. You can check the 409 tailgate guys out there providing the barbecue that I mentioned. Pulled pork, brisket, wings, and sides. Also, some award-winning wines to sample. A wine slushy. Who doesn't love two of my favorite things, slushies and alcohol together? Who doesn't love it?
I had four of them Saturday night.
Jimmy. Okay. Now we have we're going to have an intervention on next week's episode of the Keystone Kickoff Show.
By the way, they're very good.
They are very good.
Grown-up Slurpees, yes.
$25 in advance for tickets, $35 at the door. All those proceeds benefit Uplifting Athletes, who, if you're a Penn State fan, you should know by now what great things Uplifting Athletes does for the rare disease community. If you're interested in more, there is a button on KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Check it out there.
It'll take them right to where you need to be.
Yep. There you go.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Ask Dustin. First question comes from Travis. I think we know the starters on the D-line and cornerback, but who are the starting linebackers and safety? And he puts in parentheses, opposite Nick Scott.
Nick Scott, we'll assume. Garrett Taylor goes into the summer with an edge over Lamont Wade and an interesting group of safeties. I don't know if you can say underachieve at this point, but there are guys who the time is now for them. Aaron Monroe, John Patrician, guys like that to get healthy, to get consistent and make an impact. So the safety position is one, and linebackers too, is one that what you see week one, there's a pretty good probability that it won't be the same thing you see in week 12, week 13. But I'm going to go with Garrett Taylor. He's got the head start. I think they've got some plans for Lamont Wade to do some hybrid type stuff, to be that physical presence, to be playing in nickel situations, to be the third defensive back when they shift out of that out of their base defense. Linebackers, I think you have to go with Ellis Brooks inside, Cam Brown outside, Koa Farmer outside. And again, I think this is a group that from week 1 to week 12 could change a lot because they've got some young linebackers who are going to put some heat on guys like Cam Brown. Cam Brown needs to be ready to go at training camp. If he is the week 1 starter, he needs to be ready to go then. I think Koa Farmer is penciled in. Middle linebacker will be interesting. Ellis Brooks, he's going to be a redshirt freshman. It's not ideal to have a young linebacker calling the shots there, but you know, Micah Parsons is going to play his role. I'm interested to see if Jesse Lucada can make a push for anything or if he ends up redshirting. But yeah, I'm going to go with Ellis Brooks and Cam Brown with Cole Farmer at linebacker.
All right. Has Lamont Wade underwhelmed? He came in with such fanfare.
It's the Miles Sanders treatment, right? Where he burnt his redshirt as a freshman. I think Tariq Caster-Fields in a way overshadowed him some. I don't know if you got enough bang for the buck if you had to do it over again, if you would burn his redshirt. But, you know, he's moving.
It would have been nice to have the four-game thing, right?
It would have been nice to have the four-game thing, probably with Lamont also last year. But I think safety will open some interesting doors for him because he's 5'9", but he is a missile. He is compact. He is physical. He'll play and run support. If you look at his future projections at cornerback, there are some limitations that come with being a 5'9 guy. Not that no guys have done it before. Who's the dude from Florida a couple years ago who was I forget his name, who was a first round pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's 5'9". So it's possible, but I think playing safety opens more doors. It's hard to say underwhelmed when he's just going into a second year, but he's got to thrive in the face of that transition. Garrett Taylor needed a year plus to really get his feet wet. Nick Scott transitioned from running back to cornerback briefly to safety, and he needed some time to acclimate. Just because you can play cornerback, it seems like an easy transition to safety, but I think we've seen some proof that it's not all that easy.
One more follow-up question. Where would Manny Bowen fit into the linebacker?
Where will Manny Bowen fit? If he does come back, if he does get back into the good graces as people are suspecting he will, it's hard to not call him a starter. You know, with the game experience he has, and he was really just ready to step into his own, I think, this year, and he booted off the team.
He would probably come back as the highest rated linebacker.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next question. Aaron wants to know if Pinniger is going to win the kicking job.
If I had to,
or part of the pick. Kicking job.
Yeah, yeah. Let's just focus on place kicking, not kickoff. If I were betting, I would say yeah. But this is a tough one to predict because he's got to be immersed in game situations and practice, competitive situations to see how he responds to those. It seems like, first of all, athletically, he makes the grade. He's a really good athlete, just like Blake Gillikin was a really good athlete. He seems to have a really good mindset for the job. But how much of that do you really know before you're thrown into the fire? So maybe the four-game thing works out for him, too. They've got some candidates. Nobody really staked their claim to it. They've got Vlad Hilling coming in, who's a walk-on. Rafael Chica coming in as a walk-on. There's going to be a competition here. But Pinniger, I'm going to pick him to win the place-kicking job.
The problem is, as you said, you can't in practice duplicate what's going on in a game. And is it the fourth game of the year? At least in September, Ohio State, Beaver Stadium, over 100,000 people.
Could come down to it.
And who do you want kicking that field goal?
If you got it, you got it. And I don't know if maybe as a junior, you're more equipped to handle that kind of stuff than you were as a freshman. But I think in some respects, it's just a matter of finding out if they got it or not.
If he wins that job, he's also kicking off.
I don't know about that. You could see somebody else. I think in a perfect world, Franklin wouldn't have him doing both of those things.
Gotcha. All right, let's move on. Coach Verna. We currently don't have a guy who can replace the production of Gesicki, but who starts at tight end this year? And that might be different start of the year than end of the year, right?
We touched on that a little bit. Or was it earlier? At some point.
Earlier this week,
we talked so much. I can't remember what I said 5 minutes ago, what I said an hour ago. But I think Jonathan Holland is by far the most logical guy to start the year there. I think Nick Bowers, if he proves his health, if he's healthy, is going to be maybe the best blocker of the bunch. Danny Dalton, I can see as a guy work grind away behind the scenes, getting a handful of snaps here and there, who takes on more, whether it's by injury or whether it's by his own merit. But Jonathan Holland, I think, is clearly the most logical guy to start. And you just never know. I don't know last year why it was just they had so much faith in Gesicki that he was so clear-cut the best choice, whether that's a testament to him or whether that's a shot against Jonathan Holland. We don't know that yet. And not knowing who a lot of these guys are and how healthy they can be, it impacts how confident you can be in the tight end depth chart. But Jonathan Holland will be my guess there. By the way, before we go any further, we've got a few more questions to answer. We do have a special announcement. Our guy Mark over at gopsurv.com is going all out for the first game against Appalachian State. He'll be renting his RVs at half price for the first game of the year. It's a great time to go and check out what this guy does and how it can benefit you. Half price RV rentals is a special deal for our Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. You've been thinking about getting an RV for a game up there. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. The gopsurv.com lot, just minutes from Beaver Stadium, free shuttle there and back, many other amenities. You can check them out, gopsurv.com. And a little teaser, you can expect maybe some more big announcement from gopsurv.com with some of our other Keystone Kickoff Show sponsors.
What do you think that means, Dustin?
Barbecue and booze, baby. Barbecue and booze. 409 Tailgate Club.
Yep. Barbecue, beer, and wine. Beer also.
Bingo.
All right.
There you go. gopsurv.com one more time.
All right. let's do Marcus is doing his Debbie Downer imitation. Having such great success on the recruiting trail, there's always heartbreak. Who is the first recruit to decommit?
I can't think of anybody else who's vulnerable of Penn State's 11 other than John Dunmore, who's from Florida, who has played, who's playing at, you know, he's played at three different high schools. He has called Florida State his dream school. He has a Florida State offer, but Florida State hasn't really pushed the issue with him. If your dream school in September, October, November, December starts turning up the heat a little bit, you can stay in your home state and play for the school that you, you know, have watched growing up or whatever. If it's Florida State's move at this point, if they really, really want John Dunmore, I think that you have to have a little bit of concern that they get him just because of the stuff he said. Otherwise, I don't really see anybody, and there's always surprises in recruiting, but I don't see anybody who looks like they're susceptible to a flip at this point other than him.
And whenever you have a long distance recruit, there's always the possibility of the home team turning up the heat.
And so Lance Dixon's a guy from Michigan, right? Who I think Michigan and Michigan State have taken their best shots at him already. You can't say that about Florida State and John Dunmore just yet.
And they're holding off on their official visits, right, for Florida till the fall?
Until the season. All so right. a lot can change. He'd be the guy I'd circle.
All right. Here's the next one up from PJ. How close is CJ Thorpe to a starting guard spot? There's been talk around Mennett at guard or McGovern sliding over, but how close is Thorpe to Gonzalez and Mennett?
Closer to Mennett than Gonzalez, because Gonzalez is proven. He started all 13 games last year. I think he started 4 or 5 games as a redshirt freshman. He was there when they needed him. But to openly question CJ Thorpe about his ability to pass block is to suggest that he's further away than you might want. And he can close that gap for sure, but I don't think he's closing the gap on Mennett or Gonzalez in the 2018 season. Things can change over time. He's super talented and strong and physical and nasty. He's a trash talker out there. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. I just don't know when he's going to close that gap. They can reconfigure the line a little bit after the 18 season, but I don't think we're going to see much from him in 2018 other than spot duty here or there.
And they could also go to a sixth man before they go to CJ Thorpe.
And Will Frieser, Chaz Wright is going to be the sixth man. So, yeah, I think Thorpe's got a lot of upside. I don't think he's going to realize most of it until after the 2018 season. There you go. That was my best Greg Pickle impersonation here. Ask Dustin on Greg's Twitter takeover, rounding up the Keystone Kickoff Show. Check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, for plenty more podcasts and shows, and download the Keystone Sports app. See you next time. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
If you're looking for the largest selection of beers in the area, it's time to head on over to Route 15 Beverage Express in Dillsburg. Conveniently located right off Route 15, you will also find a great selection of local and craft beers, and you can take care of all your barbecue needs, as Route 15 Beverage now carries the great 409 Tailgate Club sauces and rubs. Head over to my favorite place, Ross Tucker, Route 15 Beverage Express. Convenient location, largest selection, and great service.